The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I'd like to say just a couple of words about the practice. One of the traps in meditation is retrospective thinking. So you're sitting and something happens, and then you spend time thinking about what just happened, what you just thought, what just occurred, what you just felt, something. And when you start thinking about what just happened, you're thinking backwards in time. And it might seem like you're still being mindful because maybe it just happened 2 seconds ago or 3 seconds ago. But in mindfulness practice, the idea is to not kind of, is to see clearly what's happening as it's happening, but not to turn back into the past. So if you notice yourself doing retrospective thinking, you've actually kind of lost an opportunity to keep the attention focused here in the present moment. And of course, this idea of getting lost or preoccupied in past doesn't have to just be 2-3 seconds. It could be 2-3 years or 20-30 years what happened in the past. It can be, you know, retrospective thinking far in the past. And in doing that, again, we've lost the present moment, the focus on it. And I think of it a little bit like if a person is happily in a canoe floating down the river, the flow of the river is carrying them down. It's a nice day. It's comfortable. There's no rapids. And it just feels so nice to be in the flow of the current that's carrying you down river. And you're right there with the flow. But then it's so nice, what you see and what's happening, that you suddenly jump out of your boat and you take a bucket and you pick up a bunch of water in the bucket, and then you go on the shore and say, look, this is the river. Isn't it so nice to be in the river? And what's happened there is that you're no longer in the river. You're no longer in the flow, but now you're kind of retrospectively talking about what it's like, but you've grabbed the thoughts around that, the memory of that, as this is the real thing. Look at the river in the bucket. There's no river in the bucket. There's just water in the bucket. And the river you left behind. So the present moment is kind of like a river. It just keeps flowing. And it'll keep flowing along whether you want to it or not. It'll flow along whether you're present for it, for the flow, or you're not. It just keeps going. It has, you know, it doesn't care about you. It just keeps kind of going along. And so it's quite lovely to learn to stay with that flow of what's happening as it's happening, flowing in the present moment, and not picking up a bucket of the present moment. And then that bucket was, you know, in a sense, bucket was part of the river a minute ago or a day ago. But it's not the river anymore. So be careful of what you put in your bucket. Maybe you don't put anything in your bucket, so you can just say, this is what's happening. This is what's happening. And in doing so, it's actually very forgiving, because as soon as you say, oh, I messed up, I didn't do it right, you've picked up a bucket, and you've left the present. And you just come right back. Give yourself over to the present, and there's no need for this retrospective thinking and just here, just now. And just this breath, this step as you walk, this step. And so you might think a little bit about not carrying buckets around. And see if you can stay just with the present moment and see what that's like. And I hope in doing that you enjoy yourself. Thank you.